Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and it's kind of been a tradition that the day before Rhubarb Fest, we always go to Ferg's Public House and talk to them about their events for what's going to happen this weekend. But first, we want to talk with the owner, Rick Ferguson, about this past year and a lot of new and exciting things that are coming to Ferg's. Rick, glad to talk to you again.
John, thanks so much. It's always fun.
Okay, last past year, not too bad. You've made a lot of positive impacts and donations back to the community. I know you're pretty proud about that.
It is. That's a personal source of pride for me. Really happy. Your gross sales are up 13%. And the donations to the community were over $15,000 last year in giveaways, charity, whatever. So really happy because that's the whole point of the business. So happy about that.
Now, one of the big things that you started here just a little bit ago, there has been some menu changes.
Yeah, that's something we had to do, evolve. You know, we always take the feedback from the community. One of the things we're really happy with, partnering with Joe's Trattoria. Most people know now that you can get Joe's Pizza here, selected Joe's. We bake it fresh here right at the bar. And that's going well. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. We also made other menu changes. We reduced some of our prices. Now that we're starting to see our supply costs stabilize, we went through the menu, see what can we reduce, also increase some of the portion sizes, just say, hey, you know, we're able to do that now. So the more savings we get, the more we pass it on to everybody else.
And another thing that we talked about last year that has come to fruition is some increased staff training.
Yeah, you know, that was going through pandemic, like everybody, it hit us really hard. A lot of turnover. You know, a lot of people were questioning things during the pandemic. So we've been doing repeated staff training. We just did staff training, getting everybody back on that commitment to quality. You know, Ferg's, we have a great problem in that we were never meant to do this much business. You know, I thank the community for that. It's been wonderful. But the staff here does struggle to put out the quantity of food and keep that quality high. So I've made sure they know, look, quality comes first. I'd rather put out less amount of food and do quality versus trying to be a mass producer. That's just not what we are. So I think the staff is reinvigorated and rededicated to that quality.
And of course, Jamie Ruggles is heading that up, and you've had a lot of requests, and there are going to be some different daily specials coming down the road after Rhubarb Fest.
Yeah, Jamie's awesome, isn't she? So one of the things we've been working on, of course, other things had to come first, but now that we feel we've got those standards in place, Jamie's going to start doing weekly specials or daily specials. A lot of people ask for that, meatloaf, things like that, because our daily specials became really stagnant. So that's something we've got ready to go, but we wanted to wait till after Rhubarb Fest because, you know, this week or up till now, it's all about Rhubarb Fest. And we're also looking at adding some salads, some cold cut sandwiches, things like that for the summer. So a lot of different things on the menu changes that we're really excited about after Rhubarb Fest.
And another thing you're planning on is what's going to be called Ferg's Back 40 and some patio landscaping. They're going to see a picture on our website and Facebook page about a tent you've set up for Rhubarb Fest, but you're planning to do even more.
Yeah, you know, this has been a long time coming. Everybody knows we want to expand. Just the price and the cost on that keeps setting us back. So, you know, had some bids out, some contractors come in and look at either expanding the current arrangement so we have a bigger kitchen, we can handle more. It seems like that's going to go back to building a new building. And, of course, that's a little expensive, so we're looking at it. So I want the back lot. It's going to be called Ferg's Back 40. And we're looking at putting in there'll be a concrete pad for special events, horseshoe pits, cornhole, a grassy area for volleyball, all fenced in, and we want to make it a beer garden. So that beer garden, and it will be an attachment of sorts to our current patio, which we're getting quotes and bids on to redo that for a water feature, a pergola, a lot more landscaping and plants and things like that. So we want to make it a more kind of a garden summer relaxation place.
Well, that's great. Now, of course, Rhubarb Fest starts tomorrow. What are your plans this year for Rhubarb Fest?
So, you know, Rhubarb Fest is always a crazy time. It's wonderful. The rhubarb wine we do have in, it just got delivered, so people can start buying that. If you want to avoid the crowds, buy the bottle or buy the case. We do have it in, so you can start buying that today. We're doing a little change up this year. You know, we try to work with the other businesses in town. So we're not going to have our band on Friday night. Another place is going to have their band on Friday night. And it was Jamie's idea to come up with Rhubarb Recovery. So we're going to do Rhubarb Recovery Party on Saturday night. So we're going to have a really cool band. And we also decided to, we want to hopefully make this a traditional annual thing, and we want to honor some of the other businesses around. So, the very first year we're kicking this off, the band, one of the members, works at General Grind. So we're honoring General Grind as one of the big employers here. They do so much for the community here. So we're running specials for them, like that they can come in and enjoy free drinks for them and their spouses, having their band here. We're going to do some drawings and giveaways and stuff like that, but we really want to honor them. But of course, it'll be we'll have our patio open. We're having specials, and they're all listed on the Facebook page. Special drinks, special rhubarb food, and then of course the band Saturday night.
All right, sir. Well, once again, you're always thinking, always moving ahead. It's great to talk with you, and we want to wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, John.
That's Rick Ferguson, the owner of Ferg's Public House here in Aledo. And so once again, we want to thank him for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.